Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is Joe. No real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media to show the connection of confusion by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots. You know the actions you can take in family or business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted insight. I deliver it every day and deliver it this show. We only chat about items that are through your head, your I feel would benefit you. If you have any more finance related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. You know the story here. There are no operators standing by because I am it. While I do have a great team, I'm going to call a financing. I plan to save you money after the work with you. Even if you don't need to save this number on your phone, if you remember, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we do celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio today. I lost my notes, so I know we had the celebration of the day right here. But today, May 23, today we celebrate National Lucky Penny Day. Yeah, I'm gonna go there. How about National Taffy Day? That one sounds a little bit better. National Taffy is taffy candy been made and has become a favorite souvenir of many vacations. Saltwater taffy was invented in 1883 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Have you ever been to Atlantic City, New Jersey? Glad they're known for this. Atlantic City has got a bad rap in a lot of different arenas. Maybe there's a good reason for it. I'm just saying. Amazing information there. What are the markets doing this morning? So we'll check that one for you as well. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 45 points as we speak. We're looking at oil. Oil is up 48 cents per barrel. Very interesting number there because we're at $50.81 per barrel. $2.36.1 national average for a gallon of gasoline. But here in Taxifornia, we're paying $3.07 a gallon. $3.07 a gallon. We are leading the United States. Yeah, we're ahead. Taxifornia paying, leading the country in the highest gas prices in the land. I'm sure that our governor is happy to be number one. We are paying more in Taxifornia than they're paying in Hawaii. Think about that one. Now, look at from a gas tax of 0.627 now is what the Tax Foundation is showing. That's part of AAA Tax Foundation. All of our numbers come here from the AAA Tax Foundation. 0.462 cents. I feel like we're pretty close to the tops in the country there as well. Although, New York's a little bit ahead of us, Pennsylvania a little bit ahead. So we're right in the upper echelon of taxation when we look at the gasoline taxes. Of course, and again, that's just gas tax. I wonder if that counts the sales tax that goes into it. Still Washington, 4.5 cents per gallon. So right there, number five, it looks like, in the country. Number five. So we'll have to see if the governor can help us out there. He likes to tax. So we'll see if he can do better for us there. Think about that, 70 cents a gallon more than the national average right here in the state of confusion. Unbelievable. What else is happening in the news today? Well, you guys saw the Ducks. They lost last night. Problem is you got to get some goaltending, and the goaltender for National better than our goaltending. I mean, the only thing you could ever get by that guy is if there was several people that were in the way or deflections or rebounds. Just amazing watching that one. Golden State, congratulations to them having swept all the way into the finals. That's a pretty amazing feat. No one's done that one before. And obviously, we can't go without expressing our sorrow for that which has happened over in Manchester, United Kingdom, Great Britain. Amazing. Thugs once again, the losers once again, enacting terror on the citizens of the world. A real interesting sort, in a loose way, to attack little girls going to a concert. when you really think about it, it's just amazing. Having little girls going to a concert is what these thugs think is brave and noble. It just amazes how anybody can have any passion or sympathy for these losers. They annihilate is a good word that I think of for these individuals. Just get rid of them. Anything the president does in the word in the means of getting rid of these losers, to me, great opportunity. Good to see you on live again, Robin. I appreciate you sharing with us and joining us each morning, trying to share some great information. CIA Chief John Brennan testifying in Congress or in front of the Congressional Committee this morning. Interesting there because his last day was the first day of the Trump administration. Nice, interesting stories there where basically saying that unmasking, there is no place for unmasking. The people should be tried and convicted. Seeing the news this morning, President Trump seeks to slash $3.6 trillion of government spending. I like that idea because, you know, again, he is a businessman. He's not a typical politician. As a businessman, it's amazing to me how we continue to see the idea that, you know, look at a budget. That's what businessmen do. They look at a budget and they say, what do we need? What don't we need? What can we get rid of? And then they go to work on doing it. That's the way the business world generally works. Unfortunately, in Congress, in Washington, D.C., they look at a budget at last year's expenditures as a starting point. That's where we're going to start off. We're going to just build on top of that. You know, the safest thing you can ever do is have a government contract is continue to spend every nickel they give you. When you spend every nickel they give you, they realize that next year you're going to need some more money. And that's just the way their philosophy goes in Washington. So the idea here is eventually we'll get to a point where we'll get somebody that says something. I think the idea here should be that we reward people that don't spend their entire budget. The guy that spends his entire budget, you know, he hasn't really been trying hard enough to see where he can save money for the American people. If they're spending their entire budget, that's the issue. That's the underlying method or commentary there. Is they're not doing a good job. I know a small business owner who used to say that their busiest time of year was May, June, July. Or May, June, I think it was. I wonder why May and June would be their busiest time of year. Well, that's the end of the fiscal year for most of the government entities. And we get people coming in spending without any realization or without doing any homework on what they were spending money on. All they cared about was spending money. The idea was that if they spent their entire budget, they could count on getting it. If they had leftover, then the government would say, and it didn't matter whether it was the state, school board, the feds. The basic concept was if you don't spend all your money, you really didn't need it in the first place, so we're not going to give it to you next year, and we'll do our increases based on what the budget usage was instead of what the budget was. There's no reward for somebody who was a good steward of government money. It's just a thought right there. We've got to change that. Moving right along, months of speculation that happened. Household debt levels in the U.S. have surpassed their 2008 peak. This is according to the New York Federal Reserve. They released a report Wednesday that showed U.S. collective household debt balances totaled $12.73 trillion in March, surpassing $12.68 in the 2008 peak. That was peak back then. Got to get that under control, folks. Got to have a plan. We got to deal with it. That is the method we're talking about quite a bit today. It's a lot about credit, your credit score, your credit knowledge. So we'll chat about that. You are listening to Ron Fuel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, now a good time to rent or buy real estate. We're going to about that. Can you do better than the average person on a credit scoring quiz? I'm going to give you the quiz. I'll give you the answers as well. So we'll see what we can do there. Also, why FHA loan home buyer's best friend? The professional athletes can bankrupt so often. Why would that happen? Reach us anytime. Off air 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to the radio. Within every market, there are solutions. Tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on radio anytime at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the area trust estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. So let's think about the concept here. Today is now a good time to rent? That's the question. People often ask if now is a good time to buy a home. Nobody ever asks when a good time to rent is. Regardless, we want to make certain that everyone understands that today is not a good time to rent. The Census Bureau recently released their 2017 first quarter median rent numbers. I'm going to post a graph on the median numbers from 1988 until today, and it is a staggering number. When you look at 1988 to today, the rental prices go straight up. As you can see in the graph, or as you would see in the graph, rents showing no signs of slowing down. If you are faced with making a decision of whether or not you should renew your lease, you might be pleasantly surprised at your ability to buy a home of your own. One way to protect yourself from rising in your housing expense is by buying a home. If you're ready to go, let's chat about it. The FastPass loan approval from our at Gold Star Mortgage. FastPass loan approval from Gold Star. And the beauty of that product, that program, is very, very simple. And I'll share it with you. Gold Star, one of their clients, go into contract last night after business hours. And the goal is that they'll be able to close on purchase of a home using an FHA loan. And we're going to talk more about FHA loans in just a little bit. But they're going to close on the purchase of their home with that FHA loan probably in 2 weeks. They can't do that under normal circumstances if you haven't gone through the intense examination of the documents that are required for a home loan. You see, nowadays it's not the same as it used to be, or not the same as it once was, where you're dealing with home loans where you say, I want to get a loan, and somebody else says, good. And get it. That's not the way our marketplace works right now. Nowadays, you have to go through the examination period to see if you qualify. What is that examination period? Is it difficult? Probably not. It might seem a little bit cumbersome to some people, but here's the issue. Is if you are going through the home loan process, and if you're dealing with a mortgage banker that understands the business, understands the process, like our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, you're going to get a checklist of documents that you need. You go online and you fill out a paper application. It doesn't take long. It's under 10 minutes. But you get this checklist of documents needed. And it looks fairly overwhelming because it's very, very comprehensive. And when I say comprehensive, it really just means that they tell you all the things you need up front, or the majority of the things you need up front. That's the part. That's the first stage of the collection of the document creation process. You see, there's a couple of different processes that go on behind the scenes. You've got the initial discovery process, a conversation with a loan officer, figure out exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish, what your short and long-term goals are, and basically it's what do you want? And what do you got? I mean, what do you have as far as a down payment? Are you going to document your income? Do you have a 1099? W-2 job. What is it you have? What are you doing? Very, very plain, very simple there. You go through this checklist, and based on some of those answers, it tells you the documents that are going to be needed. 2 years tax returns, 2 years W-2s and 1099s, a couple of months worth of bank statements, a month worth of pay stubs, picture ID, if you have a mortgage statement, homeowner's declaration. It's not very complicated when you've done it enough times, as a great loan officer has. It sounds daunting to you because you do it once every 5.2 years on average. That's how long we keep our loan, 5.2 years. And I know you're going to say, I got a 30-year fixed rate loan. And that's wonderful because we were just talking in a segment about is a good time to rent. A 30-year fixed rate loan means your loan, your mortgage, your principal and interest is going to stay the same for the next 30 years. Now, you can adjust it. You can get that to be a shorter term if you want because you can make extra payments along the way. Taxes, we can't control what happens with property taxes. The insurance portion of your housing obligation could change. And if you have a homeowners association, that could change. But for the vast majority, it's going to be basically the same price for the entire existence of your loan in the next 30 years if you want to be that. But the issue that we're looking at in as we examine this is knowing that you don't have to go through all these over and over again. Every time you get a new lease, every time you go and rent a property, you have to go through this whole process over again. That's not the fun part of buying and owning a new house. You want to get that house because it's what's in the right interest for your family. Just think about that concept. It's what you don't want to have to ask about getting a dog. You don't want to have to ask approval to change the color of the kitchen or the family room, living room. You don't want to have to do those things. That's the beauty thought right there. If you're renting, if you're leasing, you either have to get approval for certain things. If you didn't originally have a contract that accepted animals, you might have to get approval for that. But here's the issue. You don't want to. You want to be in control for your family. That's the whole idea of this, is to have the control for your family. It just puts you back in the driver's seat. We understand that. We know that's where you're looking to be. So let's look at the idea. If you have to rent because you haven't found property, that's a different issue. But the Gold Star Fast loan approval, which is a bit different than most, because Gold Star allows your real estate professional to check box J4 on the real estate, on the residential purchase agreement. When they check box J4, that's really going to get them some more information in there. That's going to get them a better leverage on negotiating on your behalf. And that's what we really are looking to do right there. So you can end up going and buying a house, enjoying the property that you want. We know there's a lot of reasons that you're doing it. So what are some of those reasons? Well, number one, buying is cheaper than renting. This is based on a rent versus buy report from Trulia. The home ownership remains cheaper than renting with a traditional 30-year fixed rate mortgage in the 100 largest metro areas in the United States. Now, if it's cheaper to buy a home in Los Angeles than rent, don't you think it's cheaper? If it's cheaper to buy a home in Anaheim, California than rent, don't you think it's cheaper? What about in San Diego, La Jolla, Escondido? You're going to carry over in those areas as well. The report reveals that interest rates have remained low, and even though home prices have appreciated around the country, they haven't greatly outpaced rental appreciation. National rates would have to reach 9.1% for renting to be cheaper than buying. They haven't been that high since January of 1995, according to Freddie Mac. Number two, homeownership forces you to save. According to SavingAdvice.com, homeownership is a great way to save. Their advice is quite simple. Homeownership is a forced savings account because you own the home. You have no choice. That monthly housing cost has got to be paid no matter what. Homeownership can be an outstanding way to force yourself to be more frugal in the rest of your spending so that you can save and build equity in your home. Homeownership offers several tax deductions. According to the Tax Policy Center's briefing book, the Citizen's Guide to the Fascinating, though often complex, elements of the federal tax system, there are several tax advantages to homeownership. Number one, homeowners who itemize deductions may reduce their taxable income by deducting any interest paid on a mortgage. Number two, homeowners who itemize deductions also reduce their taxable income by deducting property taxes they pay on their homes. Number three, taxpayers who sell assets must generally pay capital gains tax on any profit on the sale. And here's the fourth of the reasons that it's cheaper to buy a house today. Experts expect home price appreciation to continue. Every quarter, Pulsonomics surveys a nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, investment and market strategists about where they believe prices are headed over the next 5 years. They then average the projections of all 100-plus experts into a single number. Over the next 5 years, home prices are expected to appreciate 3.22% per year on average and grow to 17.3% cumulatively, according to Pulsonomics' most recent home price expectation survey. So the bottom line is some are afraid that home values may have already peaked. However, I believe that purchasing a home will prove to be a sound financial decisions to come. And as Warren Buffett said, when others are greedy, be fearful. When others are fearful, be greedy. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial market. When we come back, you visit the average person on a credit score quiz. How you can tell if a credit score company is operating illegally home buyers' best friend. Easy for me to say. tongue-tied this morning. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel, if you're a part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. In every market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. Your consumer advocate. I will bring it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. If you have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. So the question that we love to pose today, how can you tell if a credit repair company is operating illegally? Well, here's the issue. Number one, there's a lot of credit repair companies out there. You got to really watch them. They're there to their organizations to provide a valuable service to consumers, helping to increase credit scores by holding credit bureaus, banks, debt collectors, and lenders accountable for reporting accurate information. There are some of these collectors that are out there that all they care about is just selling you something, some service. If you see the word guarantee Well, the idea there is be careful, because they cannot guarantee something to come off of your report in any given time. Now, they may guarantee that they're going to do a certain amount of work. They may guarantee that if they don't, they're not successful, you don't pay. But they can't guarantee that they're going to get anything off of your credit report, because they just don't have that control. So with other, like any other financial service, it's important for consumers to know their rights and make sure the credit or company they hire is following the laws and regulations. So what's the most important thing to look for when dealing with credit repair companies and looking for the best option? To narrow it down to one rule of thumb, you want to avoid credit repair services or any financial service that charge upfront fees. Taking consumers' money before any services have been provided is point-blank illegal according to the Credit Repair Organization Act, a federal statute that sets regulations for compliance in the financial industry. The CROA, that's the Credit Repair Organization Act, prohibits advance billing or upfront fees and charges for work not yet performed. So if a credit repair company approaches you with a big bill before work or services have been rendered, should raise a red flag with you that they're breaking the law. Despite the reputation for the credit restoration industry, there are some great companies. I can introduce you to them that rare and full, that are in full compliance with the CROA and all other laws, working hard to ensure consumers can raise their scores. How can you tell bad guys from the good guys when it comes to credit repair? The root of it all is how they plan on charging you for their services. Sit down with their first agreement before you sign. Let me know. Take a hard look at it. I'll go over it with you. If your credit repair company is compliant and operating legally, they'll probably charge you in one of these two ways. Many credit repair companies will let their clients choose which way they'd like to be billed. Subscription-based credit repair plans charge per month only after services have been provided. Utilize a pay performance charge. This is the other one. They charge you once they get an item removed directly on your credit report. So let's look at the fine print as well as the funds of each. Subscription-based credit repair service. Using this method, the credit repair company will charge their clients every month for services rendered during the previous 30 days. That way, they're only charged if and when services have been rendered. While the amount of monthly subscription will comply with CROA's advance fee payment provision, the client must receive a disclosure from the company beforehand. This disclosure will detail what the client is getting in terms of services, monthly payments, as well as document what the company did to perform those services to completion. Be prepared that credit card companies frequently do charge an initial called an initial audit or discovery fee for the time-consuming initial work when they start a consumer credit repair file. Those charges need to be clearly documented too, and there should never be billing surprises if the contract is clear and compliant. Pay-for-performance credit repair services. The pay-for-performance model is also called pay-for-delete or PPD, is a method of billing made to the company can only charge the consumer once they were successful with what they promised, removing or correcting negative items on the credit report. While it may seem like the best and simplest method of billing on face value, it may cost the consumer much more in the long run. PD billing companies have a lot of work to do before they get paid, and therefore they're incentivized to start with the easiest credit repair tasks, not necessarily the most impactful or positive for the consumer. They also will most likely charge per item that is corrected or deleted, and since there are three major credit bureaus, consumers may be seeing triple once the bill arrives for fixing one account. So if the credit repair company successfully repaired five items on your credit report, that means you'll have 15 charges to pay. Ouch! For that reason, pay-for-performance credit report services aren't necessarily better or less expensive than subscription models. What's a look for in a credit repair agreement? No matter which payment structure you choose, there are certain things to look for to ensure your credit repair company is legitimate. You should receive a copy of the consumer credit file rights under state and federal law. It outlines your right to obtain a credit report and inaccurate information. A credit repair company must also disclose what services you can perform on your own. You should be given a copy of your contractor agreement before you're urged to sign it. The contract must contain the information you're being charged, details about the services being performed on your behalf, the date by which the services will be performed, or the time required to perform the services, the name and address, given business address of the credit repair organization actually doing work, and a statement letting you know you can cancel the contract within 3 days. So what's not legal? Be extremely wary of false promises and over-aggressive salespeople. It's illegal for companies to advertise something they can't promise, like, increase your score by 100 points, guaranteed. Everyone qualifies for a mortgage. Or no credit, no problem. Credit repair agency should adhere to CROA regulations and industry best practices. They should also never offer to remove items from your report that are accurate or promise to remove items by claiming identity theft or credit card fraud, unless those are accurate. Any company that asks you to pay for them to manufacture new positive trade lines is operating illegally. That's the case of any company that asks you to create a new identity with a new social security number or EIN. If they promise something verbally, make sure it's in writing in the contract. Ask plenty of questions to get the answers in writing. Do your due diligence before you sign any contract with anyone. The aforementioned Credit Repair Organizations Act dictates regulations for the credit repair industry, but it's up to Federal Trade Commission and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to enforce the laws identifying and punishing companies that aren't in compliance. So if you feel you've been taken by a credit company, it's not living up to the promises they made or operating within the law, start documenting everything, including all timelines and correspondences. Ask your hard questions via email or ask for all answers in writing. The contract asks them to clarify the ambiguity in writing, including the services they performed and justification for the charges you incurred. If you still don't get resolution and think you're dealing with an illegal credit repair company, contact your state attorney general or the Federal Trade Commission, the Better Business Bureau, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. If large sums of money are involved or you're worried about fraud, theft, or illegal activity, you might want to consult an attorney. And believe me, get in touch with the attorneys, all these individuals. I can even save some time on finding, I know, Water Credit. They do a great job of credit repair. Fortress Credit does a great job of the credit repair. When I say repair, what I'm referring to is not about just getting your score up. The result is that your scores should increase. But when I say credit repair, what we're really referring to is getting your credit report corrected. Because that's the issue, is we want your credit report complete and accurate. And to do that, it must be verified. That's the issue right there. So when you're talking about all these different credit repair companies, what they mean by credit repair, correction. They're looking to get your report corrected so that every piece of information is accurate, is complete. There's a lot of errors on credit reports. I just saw one, must have been, I don't know, last week. Here's the newest one. They've got the months reviewed completely inaccurate on Citi cards when they've been transferred over from the old Costco American Express. Because the Costco American Express might have been a 10-year-old card, and they transferred all the data saying the account was opened over 10 years ago or whatever it was opened. But now when they go to look at the report comes back saying that it's a new card, only been in existence for 8 months. Well, the 8 months is actually the amount of time that since the transfer took place. So Citi's saying that we've had this card since 1999, but there's only 8 months of activity, which is not an accurate assessment. That needs to be corrected on your credit report. Now, you have to be careful because maybe you don't want it corrected. You know, if they come back and they say, well, we're going to take it off or we're going to make it a newer card, that can be a big issue for you. What you really want is to have them taking that account and dating it all the way back to the time you opened with American Express, if they'll do that for you. Just a thought for you. This video discussing your real estate finance and the financial market. When we come back, we're going to try to give you that quick talked about a little bit ago on the credit score. We're also going to talk about why FHAs are a home buyer's best, why the professional has to go bank. Remember, you can reach any time or offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or any time at 800-306-990, 800-306-990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. Why FHA loans are a home buyer's friend is the subject of today's Mortgage Minute. FHA loan is a very, very fascinating loan. It's a I find it to be one of the better loans on the market. But here's the issue. I'm a fan. I think that what you need is an individual who understands the loan market, a mortgage banker, not a big bank on the corner. Big banks on the corner, they serve a purpose. They've got some really, really good people there. But they've got to have the different programs that make sense. And there's a lot of programs, Mortgage bankers, on the other hand, they work as a personal shopper and go to all these different companies to find out what is in your best interest. So for millions of first-time home buyers and other homeowners, the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, is the best source they'll ever find. Originated back in 1934, the FHA is a government agency that facilitates access to home ownership for more Americans. They do that in an ingenious way, that the FHA doesn't actually lend their own money or provide home loans, but insures mortgage loans made by other lenders, easing their risk and allowing a wide range of people to qualify. Since 1965, the FHA has been part of the Department of Housing and Urban Development's Office of Housing, HUD, continuing to assist hundreds of thousands of borrowers purchase a home or refinance their existing home every year. FHA loans were extremely popular with borrowers in the years right after the mortgage meltdown, helping to stabilize the real estate. In fact, in 2010, FHA loans made up just under 25% of the entire mortgage purchase market, basically one in four loans. However, there is often confusion and many misconceptions about FHA among the public, preventing them from taking full advantage of the program. What we're going to do is bring you an FHA fact sheet, including clarifying the FHA rules for lending when it comes to credit scores. Most borrowers need only a 3.5% down payment to buy a home with an FHA loan. These days, it's extremely difficult for most people to save 20% down payment necessary with most traditional loans. In fact, the lack of a down payment is the number one reason why most renters can become homeowners. But one of the great benefits of an FHA loan is you don't generally have to put 20% down or even 10% down on the home purchase. FHA offers home loans with 3.5% down payments, which makes it far easier for the average person to buy a home with 100% financing, seemingly a thing of the past. FHA loans remain the best bet for first-time home buyers or many others. You don't need a perfect or good credit score to get an FHA loan. If your credit score is below par, you're probably experiencing a lot of rejection or high interest rates when you go to apply for the loan. But with FHA-backed loans, borrowers with substandard are readily accepted. In fact, the FHA mandates that most borrowers need only a 580 credit score or higher to qualify for the loan with the 3.5%. Believe it or not, borrowers with credit scores below 500 may still qualify. Below 500. Applicants with credit scores below 500 are usually ineligible for FHA loans or other loans, but the FHA may make an exception under special conditions. Those with a sub-500 score may still get a loan if there are other special factors in play, like non-traditional credit history, a significant amount of assets, or even past bankruptcies or score down. Incredibly, for borrowers with scores below 500, it's possible to buy an FHA loan by putting down 10%. You need to make sure your lender's on board. There are overlays. Borrowers with light credit histories may still qualify for an FHA loan. There are millions of Americans with little or no established credit record called invisibles. However, FHA loans usually require credit trade lines for applicants. Even if you don't have those two major trade lines, you might still qualify with alternate accounts. Here's some of the other highlights and features of FHA loans. FHA offers more than just one standard loan. In the most popular 30-year fixed loan, the FHA offers a one-year adjustable rate mortgage, as well as 3, 5, 7, and 10-year adjustable rate option. Borrowers have flexibility when it comes to collecting their down payment. FHA offers great flexibility as borrowers can use gifts from family members or grants from government down payment assistance programs to make their down payment, which helps even more people access the dream of homeownership. Closing costs can come from a variety of sources. FHA helps you buy different properties than just single-family homes. FHA loans are great for fixer-uppers. There's two different FHA loans. There's the Streamline and the Full Rehab. FHA also offers financing loans. That's a Streamline loan. All FHA loans require two mortgage insurance premiums. This is the one negative to the program, but you get what you pay for. So the upfront is paid when the borrower first gets the loan. It's 1.7% of the loan amount. And that can be financed in the new loan. The annual premium, which is paid monthly with the mortgage payment, is based on the length of the loan, the amount borrowed, and the initial loan-to-value or loan-to-value ratio. For 30-year loans with less than 5% down, the annual premium is up 0.85%. Other considerations for the FHA loan, you've got to have an FHA-approved appraiser. Here's a couple other issues that you should be aware of, is that if you had a derogatory item and you don't qualify for a conventional loan, in foreclosure, you have to wait 7 years for a foreclosure. Well, you might be able to do it quicker under the FHA loan program. So even though the FHA loans require certain items, well, it's in your best interest to look at it and say, you know something, I think that I can deal with this in a different manner. Just a thought for you right there. Just a thought for you right there. 8 figures and broke. That's a pretty interesting scenario. So I saw this article. I thought I would share it with you about some of our professional athletes and how what we can learn from them and their lack of financial prowess. So spoiled, out of touch, entitled, irresponsible, greedy, flashy, just plain dumb. Those are words the average person uses to describe the way professional athletes when it comes to their financial management or mismanagement. After all, with such vast fortunes thrown just to play a game, how is it even possible that they squander tens or even hundreds of dollars? Some of that is probably true. Okay, some definitely true too often. But there is far more to the story of why a secret number of young millionaire pro athletes end up going broke and filing for bankruptcy. Financial insolvency, or the cautious dance to avoid it, seems to affect all pro athletes, no matter who they are, what sport they play, how much money they make, or even what kind of background they come from. So what is it causing our favorite players to go broke? Well, we examine some of the data and statistics on pro athlete BKs, as well as examples that will both confirm the common perception above and also what dispel it. 25 revealing stats, facts, and examples of athletic bankruptcies. National Basketball Association leaves all U.S. teams or salaries $6.39 million per year on average. Major League Baseball players earn $4.39 million on average. NHL hockey pays an average income $2.9 million to their athletes. And the average salary for an NFL player who were drafted and make the team out of Kenny is $2.4 million. However, there's a huge drop-off in salary career longevity for players that were drafted and didn't make the team immediately or undrafted players. In fact, not the average NFL salary is only $970,000 over $1 million. But even a cool mill a year is a nice paycheck. Still a jaw drop. 78% of NFL players end up filing for bankruptcy or are insolvent in just 5 years. That means they're not talking to our friend David Meltzer. I'm going to share this whole story with you on our Facebook page, because right now it's time for me to ask you to set your first radio reset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John for hearing us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Call for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Okay.